Party drags on, late into the night, and I'm bored. Not really knowing many people here. It's a distant cousin's wedding. Since I'm here in the city on business this week anyway, I've decided to attend. I spotted you earlier, wearing a short dress, textured stockings that cling to your thighs as they guard what surely must be the path to paradise. Our eyes have met throughout the night, our gaze locked together, trying to discover the secrets in our souls. Each time you've caught me looking, you've answered with a smiling gaze of your own. I keep trying to approach you. But Ms. Popular is never alone for more than an instant. So I've spent most of the evening watching you move around the room, dancing, slowly shaking that sexy ass of yours. It's late in the evening, and finally the crowd thins. Then I take my chance. I wonder if your thoughts might match up to mine. What a delightful surprise that would be. The first time we talk leading to more. You smile at me as I gesture to a nearby table. And as we sit down, the noisy atmosphere brings us close together. Everyone around us has had way too much to drink, so no one is paying any attention as we move nearer. Our conversation is about nothing in particular, but there is an underlying pulse of electricity between us, and neither of us wants to leave. It's a comforting feeling being there next to you, and I think I recognize the look in your eyes. It's the same look of hunger and desire that I'm feeling myself. A drunken couple wobbling by stumbles and falls right into you, pushing you against me. It's then that my arm reaches around you, helping them up. It seems only natural to leave the arm there, resting on the back of your chair and feeling the heat pouring from your bared shoulders. Now my other hand moves to your leg. You don't complain. In fact, I see your smile grow even more and your body leans into mine. A friend of yours has joined us across the table and started a conversation with you, her words slightly slurred from the alcohol. You listen, nodding your head and giving short responses, even as my fingers move higher. Your legs open wider, inviting me in. It'd be foolish for me not to accept. My mouth is near your ear, my warm breath tickling you just the same as my fingers. I pause when I reach the top of your stockings, the slightly more textured lace giving way to the smooth, bare flesh of your thigh. My finger circles it as it inches higher, and I hear your voice catch as you respond to your friend. So nice, so smooth, I murmur in your ear, finally succeeding in distracting you from your conversation. Only for a moment, though, you're soon back to talking, though it's mostly listening to her drunken ramblings. My heart pounds as I continue my journey, my finger barely grazing your skin as I proceed higher. I love the silken smoothness of your thigh, and I'm teasing myself as well as you by taking my time. It's so fucking smooth. I'm trying to imagine just what kind of panty I'll be feeling next. Perhaps it'll be the rough texture of a lacy pair, or maybe it will be smooth silk that matches perfectly your skin. Surprise, surprise. My cock, which has been hard since the moment I saw you across the room, throbs and hardens even more when my finger encounters not the scratchy feel of racy, lacy panties, but instead the hot, sticky wetness of your very juicy pussy. Oh, yeah. I hear a moan from you as my finger traces along your lips, dragging slowly in the crevice in between. But I think our little game is up when I feel your hand join mine as it plays in your treasure chest. I'm presently surprised, though, when, instead of pushing me away, your fingers take mine and lead them in a dance. A dance well practiced by you late at night when you're all by yourself, snug in your bed. Your chair starts to rock a bit and your hips join in the dance. But I'm amazed as you continue our conversation, as if nothing else mattered. Good thing your friend is buzzed, and the room is so loud. Otherwise the flush on your face and the change in your breathing might give you away. You're holding my hands, using my fingers in the way you know best. Your chair is quickly becoming soaked, your pussy so wet that her fingers are covered with your dew. What I'd give to have my tongue right there, to taste you, to feel the heat directly from the source. I know you've got to be close. I can feel the muscles in your shoulders start to tense. This should be interesting, watching you as you come, seeing if you'll be able to disguise it from everyone else. You turn away from your friend, looking at me now, trembling, your lips starting to quiver. Is this the moment that your heart will really start to pound? Should I keep up the pressure with my finger? Do you really want to come like this, right here? My fingers pressing inside you? Oh, I hope so, and I think you do too. I hear the low moan slipping from your lips as your eyes close. Oh shit, I feel the flood from deep inside your cunt, wetting my fingers, my hand, all the way to my wrist. Thank God it's dark in here and no one other than me can notice the flush coloring your cheeks. Your eyes open after a few moments glazed. Yet it's clear to me that you're still hungry. I stand, my hand sliding from your moist slit, and I reach for your hand, pulling you up. A smile forms on your pretty face as you follow me on shaky legs. No questions as to my motive, willing to go wherever it is I lead. We make our way down a dark corridor and find an unlocked door that opens onto some sort of sitting room, with a couch up against the wall. After closing the door behind us and locking it, push you towards the couch. You turn just as you get there, your body landing in the cushions. I drop to my knees. You know what I want, right? Apparently you do, as your legs start to open and your hands reach for my head. Dirty girl, aren't we? Just as hungry as me, wanting to feel my lips where only a few moments before my fingers strummed. Oh yes, you think I'll go along with your plans? Probably, since I am down on my knees anyway. But I resist the pull of your hands. Instead, my lips slowly kiss your ankle, while my fingers lightly move again on your stocking-covered legs. My whiskers drag against the silk, catching and scratching your soft skin underneath. You crave those scratches higher on your bare skin. Still I stall, spending more time kissing along your calves than tickling you behind your knees. Ah, damn, girl, I can smell you. That fragrant musk beckoning me. You must be dripping and soaked. My lips are in no rush, though, barely moving higher upon your thighs. And I hear a loud moan when I finally press against your bare skin. You can't wait, though. Your hand reaches up under the hem of your dress, lewdly rubbing against your bare pussy like the starving, horny girl you are. The fingers on your other hand run through my hair, grabbing and tugging, urging my head higher still. You've got your slit spread wide open, one finger flicking against your clit, another starting to slide inside. So fucking hot and wet. I can hear the slurping, slushy sounds. Oh, I want this, too. I want to taste you. I want to lick your clit until you scream. And finally, oh fuck, finally you feel my hot breath right there. And I stop. Waiting. You know what I want. You better ask me nicely. Go on. Tell me what I want to hear. Tell me whose pussy that is. Tell me it's mine. Tell me how bad you want me to lick it. I can't hear you. Oh, Damn, your voice quivers and turns into nonsense when you feel my tongue finally splitting your crease, gathering up your sticky honey and circling your clit. Oh yeah, that's it, baby. That's it. Squirm in the cushions for me and move that ass. Buck your hips as you try to grind up against my mouth, pushing your pussy, feeling my whiskers slicing your soft skin, not caring about the burn. Oh, fuck, I love the way you taste. I love the way I can feel your pulse pounding in your pussy. My lips are circled around your clit, sucking at it, my teeth gently nipping as my tongue flicks over and over again. Oh, ride me, baby. Come for me. Come all over my face. My finger pushes inside, wiggling, rubbing as it twists. I can feel you start to clench as you come. Come for me again. Come hard, baby. Cry out my name. Let me know you need this. Oh, your thighs squeeze my head and you're grinding hard against my mouth before dropping back into the cushions, breathing hard and deep. Oh, you've soaked me now. My collar is dark with your juice. And it's my turn now. God, you're beautiful. I lift up. Your eyes are closed as your breathing finally starts to slow. You don't notice that I've unzipped my pants, my hard cock poking out. My hands grab your legs and pull you to the edge of the couch, lined up perfectly with my cock, and I start to press inside. Oh, fuck, your cunt is so hot and tight, and now it's full of my cock. Oh, your eyes open with a start, wide open as you feel me start to thrust, hard. Fast. Oh, holding your legs open, pounding against your slick mound, forcing your ass to bounce on the cushions. Oh, fuck, it's so good. You're able to lock your ankles together and squeeze me, trying to ride me, trying to hold my cock inside you. I can feel your cunt squeezing too, clasping tight, confining me in your slick vice. Oh. My turn to groan now, as I push faster and faster, my fingers sliding along your leg until I'm rubbing again on your swollen clit. Oh, fuck yes. Do you have one more in you, baby? You can feel my cock start to throb and thicken. I've been teasing myself for so long, I don't think I can hold back. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, you can see it. You can see the need in my eyes. Oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, I'm gonna come. No. Oh, fuck. Spurting deep inside you. Oh, it's so fucking good. Oh, I dropped to the cushions too. Oh, still inside you. Spent, finally. A puddle forming beneath us. Two lovers joined as one, wondering if this night will continue.